Well, it's pretty tough when you have to follow the king. Fortunately, we have the Word of God, which is one of the few things that could follow the king. I'd like to read to you from the book of Matthew, chapter 18, beginning with verse 21. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as 7 times?" Jesus said to him, "Not 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times, or some scriptures say, 7 times 70 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wishes to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves, who owed him 100 denarii, and seized him by the throat and said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then the fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. And he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed. And they went and reported to their Lord all that had happened, all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you have not had mercy on your fellow slave, as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.